Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, the Houston here with David Burton. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just taking care of things that need to be taken care of in terms of COVID. I'll just stop there.
Oh, yeah. You got to take care of it. Man, it's been taking care of stuff. We all know that special time is coming up. Not coming up, but it'll be actually about 3 or 4 weeks. If you are taking Halloween, be smart, be safe. Y'all parents, shake the candy. Please shake the candy. People crazy out here nowadays. Also, if you out here and you ain't supposed to be getting away no candy, I'm talking about those who are, let's go ahead and get out the way. If you're a sex offender, let's go ahead and get out the way. I said it. You follow your rules as well. If you're supposed to get out of the candy, get out of no candy. Everybody else, be safe. If you need some alternatives, check out your look. I know a few churches that does stuff. It's going down, man. It's pretty good. And by the way, speaking of October, Crown Jewel is coming up.
Yep. Crown Jewel will feature, as of now, the Universal title match will be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg, and Roman has a triple threat match for the SmackDown Women's title. I'm talking about Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, and Bayley. Which I think that match may exactly happen.
Let's go. Let's back it back to Extreme Rules. Overall, what do you think about it?
Was alright. Could have been better. I saw the pay per view. I only missed two matches, which was the Raw Women's Title match, and United States title match. I missed that as well.
Of course you did. Anyway.
But all the other matches I saw.
Charlotte destroyed. She just murdered, just mollywopped, if you will. She destroyed Lily. Poor baby.
Yeah. It's time for Alexa Bliss to get rid of that character.
But you want the truth, the real reason why Lex is taking a break. It's because she's getting married. She's walking down that aisle, woo, to get married. So that's why she's taking the break, because she can't get married and wrestle at the same time. So
she also has a big sinus issue that needs to be corrected with her deviated septum.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, that's the nose. Yeah. So she will be getting surgery to correct that, and you're right, also getting married.
I recommend getting married first and then get the surgery. I'm just saying.
No, she's getting the surgery first, then getting married.
Why? Well, I guess if she wants to do it, go for it.
Well, it's not that she wants to do it, she has to do it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's the issue with her. And Oscar is currently still injured, nursing an injury, so she should be back pretty soon. Of course, we know we need to go back to Extreme Rules, as you said.
Yeah. Man, first of all, like I said, Charlotte mollywopped, just destroyed Lily. Like she was garbage, man. But anyway, I'll be all right. The end of it, I'm giving certain parts. The end of it, during the Fiend during during the Demon against Roman Reigns. There's a point in there.
I thought that was a match of the night.
Yeah, there's a point in there. The Usos interrupted, and the Fiend is, you know, he's knocked out and everything. And all of a sudden, you hear boom, 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 boom. And they revived the Fiend with his music. Not the Fiend. I don't like saying the Fiend. The Demon Finn Balor with his music. And it was all good until, out of nowhere, the top rope broke.
I thought the ending was stupid.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, is Usos behind that? Was somebody... The ropes was all good all night. The whole night. All of a sudden, you wouldn't have a malfunction or something.
I thought Finn Balor was going to win.
Yes.
I saw him beat the Demon. It was his first loss as the Demon. Which a lot of people don't know. He never lost as the Demon. Until Extreme Rules.
He's getting ready to do the coup de grace. And all of a sudden, bow, the ropes break. These are some really tight ropes, you know. They've been pretty cool all night. All of a sudden, you want a malfunction.
Yeah, stupid move to a good match. Another awesome match was the SmackDown Tag Team title match, the Usos against the Street Profits. They had an awesome match.
Yeah, man, it's pretty good. And by the way, if you didn't catch Raw Monday, the Hurt Business is back in business, baby. And somebody's about to get hurt up in here.
Broke him up in the first place.
Yeah. I would like to see the Hurt Business and the Bloodline. But who am I, you know?
Yeah, well, who knows what's going to happen, especially with this draft. But to be honest, I think the draft is pointless.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's pointless when you got SmackDown guys on Raw and Raw guys on SmackDown. What's the point?
Yeah.
Gotta say congratulations to Ronda Rousey. She is officially a mom.
Lucky. Her husband's a lucky bastard, damn it.
She recently gave birth, so congratulations are in order to Travis Brown, her husband.
That lucky bastard.
Also a UFC fighter, and Ronda Rousey.
That lucky SOB, man. You know how fine Ronda Rousey is? I said it. Ronda Rousey is fine. And she's going to be one, like, bruh.
In AEW. Finds himself in hot water again. I don't know if you saw the Cody Rhodes Arn Anderson whole thing. When basically they got in hot water with Arn Anderson saying the word Glock, making a reference to the gun. The people at TNT were not too happy about that.
But you can't say Glock on national television?
Apparently they weren't happy, so I'm guessing that's what it is.
Well, I can say it on my show, Glock, 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 Glock. Shit, what the hell wrong with them?
I don't know, but this is the second time this year that they've gotten trouble by the network. Remember, the first time was the whole, Chris Jericho, Nick Gage death match. They got in trouble for doing that. Mm. Then they got in trouble for the pizza cutter thing during the match with one of their sponsors, Pizza Hut. And now this.
Speaking of Cody Rhodes, check if you've not seen it, you should DVR it last night. Rose to the Top.
I gotta be honest, I think that's just a ripoff of Amazingness.
Excuse you.
Am I lying?
Yeah, because their life is better and more cooler.
That's a ripoff.
Excuse the hell out of me.
That's a ripoff. And I'm sure everyone knows what I'm talking about. That is a complete ripoff. Mm. They want to copy what Miz and Mrs. did first.
I wouldn't.
Especially, especially finding out that a reality show is more people watch Amazing Misses than they watch AEW. So yeah, it's a big
ripoff. Oh wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta mention this, our wonderful sponsors, I gotta mention this. Today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. They put the D in delivery. BackupDeliveriesandMore.com. By the way, if you have a CDL license, you can drive a truck, a delivery truck. Call them, say, hey, y'all need drivers. I got my CDL license. Fill out the information, give the information, and you'll be on the road making good money. They may or may not do background checks. I got to see they're doing that. But if they do, be honest about your background and let them know what's going on, and you might be able to make some money. So, backdeliveriesandmore.com and 888-712-2587. Now, I'm looking forward to Survivor Series. I know it's a while away, but before we get to Crown Jewel, Brock Lesnar will take on Roman Reigns for the umpteenth time once again for the Universal Heavyweight Championship.
We realize this is going to be Brock Lesnar's first match since WrestleMania 36 in early 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That means he hasn't wrestled in over a year. So, will Reigns was come to play?
The answer? Hell no.
What are people thinking about?
I've learned my lesson from WrestleMania 36 to put my confidence. I was all Brock Lesnar all the way. I cashed all my chips in on Brock Lesnar, and that son of a lover let me down. But I will say this. I'm sure Brock Lesnar's been training. He's been in the gym pumping iron, clanging and banging, throwing people around in his gym probably his wrestling ring somewhere, throwing people around left and right, Super Lake City. I'm sure Brock Lesnar is ready to go at Crown Jewel.
Well, he's got to be ready to go, because if he ain't ready to go, he will not be winning.
I had a PE coach who told me, he said, son, call me son, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So Brock Lesnar, it's been a long time, but trust me on this, Brock Lesnar stays ready.
You know what? You're absolutely right about that. You got to stay ready. Staying ready is better than getting ready. You're absolutely right about that.
I want to see Paul Heyman.
You're not ready, it means you're not prepared.
I want to see Paul Heyman's place in all of this. The last time that he jumped ship with a client was 2002 with Brock Lesnar and Big Show.
That's going to be interesting. I think Paul may be in a neutral corner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And Paul tried.
He completely turned his back on Punk. He's like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going with Lesnar.
Paul tried. Hang on a second here. Paul tried to sing Kumbaya. Get Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns and Kumbaya. Let's work together. They said, hell no. Pick a side, Paul. And right now, as it seems right now, he's with Team Reigns, the bloodline for right now. But it's going to be interesting come Crown Jewel leading up to that.
That's
going to
be very, very interesting. Like Paul Heyman after working out of all the people, why Roman Reigns? Why?
Well, let's not forget, let's take you back to 2018. Brock Lesnar Paul Heyman kind of teased it a little bit.
2018 was an interesting year for Brock Lesnar. But yes, let's go back. Inform the people.
Well,
as we go back in time.
Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns is close to leading up to WrestleMania. And no, SummerSlam, WrestleMania. I can't remember which one. SummerSlam. And that's the night he sprayed Roman Reigns with that shark repellent. On that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. He said, first of all, he kind of teased it, which is brilliant. Get your hopes up. First of all, he teased it a little bit. What a picture this. What a Brock, what a Paul Heyman in the corner of Brock, of Roman Reigns. I can't remember word for word. But he kind of teased it a little bit. And Paul Heyman, the genius that he is, years later, here we are. Paul Heyman in the corner of Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And you
would have thought that would actually end up happening.
And there are a few times that Paul Heyman has never been wrong.
Well, 80%
when Paul
Heyman says something,
I'd
like to say it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler.
It's there. I got some news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully in October, I don't know when, but hopefully early October, we're going to go back to blogtalkradio.com. Hopefully, if we can't, you can always catch us on demand on our Anchor. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher. We're everywhere. Look at the word Wrestling Tracks. And by the way, I've created a code. Use this code because paying full price sucks. If you like paying full price, something is wrong with you. Use the code FALL21. You got till October 31st. Right now, to October 31st, you got a whole month. Use that code FALL21. Get $12 off, and you're good to go.
That's pretty damn cool. What about all these new faces NXT has been getting lately? A lot of these guys are really, really good. Especially, I forgot the other guy's name. He saved, Kyle O'Reilly on NXT. I forgot his name. Him and Braun Riker, the son of Rick Steiner, those two impressed me the most. Out of all the new guys that I've seen, those two, wow.
The Steiner brothers. I miss the Steiners.
But those two guys right there are pretty damn impressive. They've impressed me the most out of all the new faces I've seen so far in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't remember the good guy's name, though. Saved Kyle O'Reilly from Pete Dunne and Rich Holland. And of course, we didn't mention Tommaso Ciampa, new NXT champion. Kind of feel bad for Samoa Joe. Just winning the title for a third time, then gets injured and has to relinquish the title. Anytime you win a championship and then you have to lose it due to injury, sucks.
It does, man. It's messed up.
You're right. I just feel for the guys when it happens. Well, not just the guys, but the girls as well. Can't rule out the females. And what about Impact? Down for Gloria as a coach. Of course, it was announced that pretty much all the titles will be on the line at, Bound for Glory. And of course, we already know the women's title will be on the line because Deonna Purrazzo will defend the championship, the Impact Women's Championship, against the NWA's Mickie James.
I can't wait for that. Should be good.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You know, Mickey might end up winning the match. You know, ever since she's won the title a second time, she's had a dominant reign.
Well, that's That's, we're going to see that.
That's right. Bound for Glory is also in 2 weeks' time. You know, that's going to be an interesting match. I'm actually looking forward to that match. Mickie James and Deonna Purrazzo. And I've said it before, Deonna Purrazzo has been awesome as champion. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm actually looking forward to Lacey Devon's return. You know, I was asked where she's been and what's going on with her. Well, she's currently pregnant. And she should be having her baby in just about any day now.
She's ready to pop.
Yes. Of course, this will be baby number two for Lacey Evans.
Congratulations, Lacey.
You know, I gotta say, and I said this before, I think she can be a big star, and she's definitely gonna be a future champion. Like, that chick has star written all over her, and I can't wait till she's back. Hey, I'm a fan. I like Lacey.
Well, she's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. I am a huge fan of Lacey. And everybody is saying, where's Bray Wyatt going to go nuts? Well, it's clearly obvious where he's going to go. But it's going to be interesting to see what he comes up with and what he's going to do, since he can't use Bray Wyatt. He can't be Bray Wyatt. So he's going to have to come up with something new and different. That's going to be the most interesting thing.
Let's see here.
Absolutely. And of course, September 30th? Tomorrow will be the 1st of October. And of course, Pro Wrestling Illustrated will release their 500 list. Mm-hmm. And every year they announce their top 500 wrestlers in the world. And I'm going to get that magazine and I will reveal the entire, well, not the entire list, but I will go to the top 10. Of course, they do it every year. They've been doing it every year since 1991, and over the years, we've seen people such as Kenny Omega and Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and Rock and Steve Austin, just to name a few, be number one. So, I'm actually looking forward to see who's going to take it for the year 2021. And let's not forget, October is next month. We're pretty much coming to an end in terms of the year.
Yes. It's been a doozy, man.
Absolutely. Especially seeing AEW pick up a lot of traction and a lot of steam with the debuts of Ruby Soho and Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson and, of course, CM Punk. So, they had an interesting year, and of course, next year, AEW's Dynamite will no longer be on TNT. In January, they will be moving from TNT to TBS. Of course, Rampage will remain on TNT. Again, Dynamite will move to TBS. And of course, let's not forget January 1st. The WWE will be doing a pay-per-view. First time ever, they'll be doing a pay-per-view on January 1st. Never been done before. So that's going to be new. And then, of course, the Royal Rumble on top of that. So, yeah, this is going to be huge. You got Crown Jewel coming. You got TLC coming. The Royal Rumble, the January 1st pay-per-view. So they have some pay-per-views, and I cannot forget about New Japan, their biggest show of the year, every January 4th is Wrestle Kingdom. Last year it was two nights. Next year is going to be three nights. Personally, I think that's just too much. I can understand one night, two nights, but three? Yeah, I think that's just too damn much. Personally, I'm getting tired of the two-night stuff. It was announced that it's official WrestleMania. Next year's WrestleMania is going to be two nights as well. Third year in a row, we're going to have two nights of WrestleMania. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm getting tired of the two-night stuff. I prefer it better when it's one night.
That's a hell of a build, though, I'm gonna tell you.
Yep.
You buy the ticket.
I never liked that. Never liked it. Never was a fan of it. Didn't care too much for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you a fan of it? Do you like it?
I think one night is good enough.
Man, this is ridiculous. I think three nights is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time left because, unfortunately, I have to work. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Survivor Series.
Yes, sir. Well, in that case, David, I want to thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys here next Friday. Martez Allen's in the house. Not this Friday, but next Friday at Martez Allen in the house. Hopefully, I'll get David up here at some point. And we'll have a good time. In the meantime, we got to get out here, go ahead and roll out. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
Stay safe.